The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Welcome to Free Fire Radio. And now, Free Fire Radio.
Radio. About to commence.
Good morning, North State, and welcome to Free Fire Radio right here with Carl Bott and Trista Dish Clark right here at 5 minutes after the hour, 7 o'clock on the 18th of August. 530-605-4567 is our phone number, and we are streaming live at KCNR1460.com. Good morning, Bad Bob. How are you today, buddy?
Trish the Dish.
That's pretty early
good
morning.
Good morning, Carl.
Good morning, Trish the Dish. I saw this yesterday on Facebook. There's Trish the Dish.
Well, you know, I have to tell you that's a nickname that I was unaware that I had for many years, and it's my understanding that originated with the Anderson Police Department when I was on the city council.
Oh, okay.
Over the last several years, several people have used that expression, and yes, you're right, it did show up on Facebook yesterday from my adopted daughter, Judy Fish, back in Virginia. I'll have to thank her for that.
Yeah, everybody's going to be, you know, everybody's.
Well, actually, it turns out that was a common name, and they just didn't use it in front of me. Because I was unaware of that for many years, but it was evidently what they referred to me as, and I've been called worse.
Since I've known you.
Yeah, so, I mean, I'm okay with that, but yeah, that's too funny. You took me by surprise, I will tell you that. It's 70 degrees in downtown Reading. We're looking for, surprise, surprise, 107 today. Cooling this evening to 70 on Friday. We're looking for 108. Finally, going into the weekend, maybe we're going to start cooling a little on Saturday, 105. And by Sunday, 102, and Monday, we're looking at under 100 degrees, 99 degrees. So a cooling trend in front of us, not quite yet. Weather, as always, is brought to us by Shasta Gas Propane. It's cool to be a Shasta Gas Propane customer. They're locally owned and operated. They give veterans and senior discounts. Give them a call, 365-3793.
Cool. Okay. Hey, August the 27th, the Boondocker Ball is going to be at the Wind River Resort and Casino and Event Center. Big dinner and costume contest, live auction, 12 guns in that auction,
and
more. A 1940s World War II USO-style format. This is what, the fifth or sixth or seventh one they have. The Lou White Band's going to be playing. You're going to have a great time there, and all the proceeds go to help for that groundbreaking of the Northern California Veterans Museum and Heritage Center.
Yeah, and I understand they've got a new building down in the city of Anderson, old Bank of America building.
The old Bank of America building.
That's going to be really something that's a nice addition to the city of Anderson.
Shasta Library Foundation hosts Taste of Cuba, September the 10th. At 6 p.m., the Shasta Library Foundation returns to the Civic Auditorium for its 7th annual Taste of Cuba event. They're going to have an evening of Cuban cuisine, a live and silent auction, cigar rolling, and marketplace entertainment, and dancing to the music of the Pat Karch Band. Proceeds benefit the Shasta Library Foundation Endowment Fund and special projects over there. Give a call to 246-0146 or visit the ShastaLibraryFoundation.org. Linda and I are the MCs for that. And every year we dress up in whatever the cuisine is. So I'm not sure how I'm going as Cuba this year. I'm not sure if I may have the big sleeves and the Ricky Ricardo, Lucy, I'm home. And what's the other one is, you in trouble. You're in big trouble, or I don't know what I'm coming. I who knows what Linda's going to come as, and so
I am picturing Linda as a red at this moment, and that,
red
that's
a, in yeah. red.
With the Lucille Ball style hair.
You got lots of splinting to do here.
Yeah.
Anyway, but we're going to have a good time, and the food's great always, and the money goes to a good cause. So, how are you?
I'm good.
You know, I always start off the mornings now during this week with Olympic updates, things that I really think are cool. The United States women's 110-meter hurdles. The U.S. swept it first time ever, first, second, and third. And that girl pushing in for third she just leaned and beat, the Hungarian or somebody.
Yeah,
But it was a sweep. And they are all so cute. And they're, all got the American flag around them. They're all jumped in the air. And they got their photos taken. They're outstanding runners. Just makes you feel good. I love the Olympics. I don't use that term loosely, love. I really, really enjoy the Olympics. I enjoy almost every part of it. I don't enjoy the bad sportsmanship and the politicalization by the commentators.
Yeah.
And they started off good, too, with some of the commentators by saying things like, they wouldn't ask them, like, hey, how do you feel that you just lost the medal there, buddy? And, they would say, gosh, you did so great, blah, blah, blah. But now I'm starting to see this. I guess it goes from commentator to commentator. It's like, well, you were robbed in the boxing. This kid, a U.S. kid, was robbed, as was this Irish fighter, robbed in this fight. And he said, and the young man standing there, and you can tell he was just devastated because he had beat this other guy. It was obvious he had beaten the other guy. It was so obvious to everybody except two judges who have got names you can't pronounce. And so he said, well, does it make you feel, is it worse because you beat him? He says, I really believed I beat him. And it's tough. It's tough. And what's he going to say? He said, thank you, walked away. The NBC, though, did it. NBC did this story about the aging of athletes. And it's kind of a good story, about how athletes are older now. Like swimmers, the average age of a swimmer on a team is something like 23. Then you have Michael Phelps. And they talked about some other ones, like Usain Bolt. He's hanging around. So they're saying part of it is up to 10 years ago, they had to have regular jobs and have to work, then work out on their own. But now if you're in that level of caliber, that you get paid. So I guess the U.S. Olympic Committee paid you, or you're able to take endorsements.
I really need to look all that up.
I haven't figured that one out yet. Because I always thought that they
got medals. I always thought it was a major strain financially on their families.
It used to be.
Because I didn't think there was money involved. Well, now I'm actually hearing that if they get a gold medal, they get $25,000.
Well, they do, but they have to pay taxes on it. People are saying, well, wait a minute, they shouldn't have to pay taxes. Well, I would say that if they were like earning their own money and, have done this, without sponsorships, but a lot of them have sponsorships. Like they say Simone Biles is going to be making $2 to $3 million this year.
I also thought that they were amateurs. I didn't believe that professionals could be in the Olympics.
They stopped that. They stopped that one a long time ago. And the main reason is that a lot of the professional basketball players that were playing with the NBA would go back to their homes and play for their home countries. And then the Russians, who were underwriting all of their athletes
forever,
and then our guys were having to compete. So. I don't like that aspect of the Olympics. I really think it should be as amateur as you can make it, that there should be no NBA players in it. I think it should be college and whatever, the countries have. And they're saying, well, then that's not fair. The United States is so much better than the rest of the country. Well, they still are.
What we've done is to the Olympics is exactly what we've done to the rest of the society. Yeah. We're doing this leveling out.
Yeah.
Politically correct,
but it's still
make it unfair for anybody
because they have
more skill.
They are coming in hard against doping. They disqualified over half of the Russian team.
Yeah, that's good.
Anyway, the NBC article was about how much longer people are lasting in these sports and all this, and they go through it all, and they're talking about these different ones, and they did not mention, and I waited, and I thought, well, maybe it's just the physical running and swimming and that kind of stuff. Well, no, it was more than that. It was equestrian. And then it said the big thing is the mental focus, that the hardest part as you age is being able to mentally focus and get yourself ready for these big events. Well, they left out entirely the 6 Olympic participant who's won a medal in 6 Olympics in a row from the United States.
Yeah.
And who is the shooter?
The shooter.
The shooter who is, she's a trap shooter or a skeet shooter. And she has won a medal in 6 Olympics in a row. And they never mentioned her.
Nope.
Didn't mention her. And I thought, how could you do that whole story? And, you know, and I thought, okay, if it's something like a physical thing, because you could say, well, she's, you know, it's not a real physical thing in the sense of running
or Olympic
swimming.
Event.
But it is you the hand-eye coordination and the ability to shoot and, you know, stand out there for hours and all this. It is a sport, and they should have mentioned her, and they didn't. And it was just, you know, I don't write letters to Ed. I don't write letters to, and I don't write it because, you know, frankly, they don't care. But I don't know, maybe it's an open letter to NBC saying, hey, you know what, you know, there's a good article about how long they last, but why didn't you include the woman shooter, a woman shooter who's been in 6 Olympics and has medaled in 6 Olympics. It's a record. It's a record. And they didn't even mention it.
Yeah.
So, anyway.
Well, and the other, I have to say, I didn't watch as much, obviously, of the Olympics as you have. But when I have tuned in, the other thing that really bothered me is the open hostility of the fans towards the American athletes.
In some cases, yeah.
But you know, that's so unnecessary. I don't remember that from before. They're all competing. Certainly you have your favorites, but the open hostility that I witnessed a couple,
really?
Three times
in the
swimming, I was appalled by it from the crowd.
Well,
they don't like those Americans, and they don't like us anymore, and I think that's something.
I think that's
expanded over the last few years.
That might be, but it's also, I think it's a sport specific thing too. You know, like the wrestler, the woman who won the judo, second time gold medal American. She said they booed me when I came out, and she said that's strange, except for the fact that my biggest competitor is a Brazilian woman, and that I think they would have liked to seen me lose early so I wouldn't wrestle her. As it was, she beat everybody.
That's bad sportsmanship any way you look at it, and they didn't used to do that. And now they openly, without any qualms, have...
Are they booing or just whistling?
They're booing in a lot
really?
Of the cases. It's been very negative a few times that I've watched it.
You know, one thing that is positive, though,
yes?
is that when you go to bed that night,
yes,
you go right to sleep.
Absolutely.
And
sleep like a baby.
On your
sleep number bed.
What's your sleep number setting?
55.
My sleep number setting is now 60, and it's been 60 for a long time, and I'm liking it. And now, of course, with the sleep number bed, you can sleep. Linda's sleep number setting is 40. So she is very comfortable on her side of the bed at a sleep number setting of 40, where I'm very, very comfortable at a sleep number setting of 60. You can only do it on a sleep number bed, rated number 1 in the United States by Consumer Magazine, Consumer Reports. It's got the Sleep IQ technology, which also helps you sleep better, gives you a little ideas about turning off the computer and the Olympics an hour before you go to bed, so you're not sitting there listening to your heartbeat and your feeling like your little legs are running right along with them.
But and you know, you sleep so comfortably because you just lay and you don't toss and turn all night long. Generally wake up in the same position you went to sleep in.
That's it. So how do you get one of these? How do you get a great night's sleep? You go down to the Sleep Number store in the Target Shopping Center. You go down and see Brian Janis or any of the professionals down there. Lay on the bed. Let them show you where your heat spots are and how they can adjust them there with the Sleep Number bed. I'm telling you, you're not going to get a better bed anywhere than Sleep Number. Made in America. Guaranteed. Hey, it's 19 minutes after the hour of 7 o'clock. We have Adam McElveen coming in at 8 o'clock to talk about his running for city council, of course, but also his ideas about this high-speed fiber optic cable here and how that's going to grow business right here in Reading. And at this time when all the tax receipts are being very stable or even going down, we need some new ideas. Let's go hear what he's got to say. We'll be right back.
This is Linda Bott. Like many working women, I have a hectic schedule. My daily radio show, stage performances, and time with Carl leave almost no time to focus on myself. And I know a lot of us are in that same situation. We need me time to maintain mind, body, and spirit. And that's where Wellgate Sports Club really shines. I love the aquatic training program at Wellgate Sports Club. Kathleen Cowling's Aqua Aerobics focuses on cardiac training through water resistance and buoyancy that features safe, low-impact movements. Wellgate Sports Club's saltwater pool is a unique way to get back to my body feeling muscle groups grow stronger. Kathleen at Wellgate Sports Club helped me to find my new limits, and they can help you too. Call Wellgate Sports Club today at 768-1205, or you can check out schedule information online at wellgatesportsclub.com. At Wellgate, self-care is the best form of health care. Wellgate Sports Club, Eureka Way at Court in Reading.
Have you ever had your vehicle in a shop for a collision repair? When you called to check on it, did no one seem to know anything about it? Don Seck for Coachmaster Collision Repair. Did you feel like a number when you were given canned rhetoric or generalization not specific to your vehicle? Although we are recognized as an authority in frame and suspension repair, we are primarily an auto body and truck collision repair center. When you select Coachmaster, we will tell you exactly how we are going to repair your vehicle. You will know the person in charge and get direct answers to your questions and follow-up phone calls, because every vehicle is personal to us. With our knowledge of the insurance claim process, all we need is your claim number to get started quickly. A reputation for excellent service and high-quality repairs takes years to build, and we intend to keep it. Coachmaster Collision Repair, Redding, California.
There's no better time than today to head into Redding Kia during their top quality sales event.
Here's your best deal on a 2016 Kia Optima. Zero down, zero first month payment, zero security deposit, and $249 per month plus tax. ID 079711. Zero down, zero first month payment, zero security deposit, and $249 per month to lease a brand new Optima.
36 months, 36,000 miles. Or how about a rock-solid Kia Sedona compared with Odyssey and Sienna? Now $25,895 after $1,000 Kia customer cash. ID 185685.
This is not your mama's minivan.
One at this price, nine in stock. And every vehicle sold comes with complimentary lifetime oil changes and tire rotations.
Plus government fees and taxes, any finance charges, any deal document processing charge must lease through Kia Motors Finance for optimal offer. Mileage penalty, 20 cents per mile over 36,000 miles on approval of credit subject to prior sale.
Redding Kia, Cypress Avenue. ReddingKia.com. Sale ends September 5th.
KCNR, 1460 AM. If we're not talking about it, it's probably not important. KCNR, 1460 AM.
We've come too far to give up who we are. So stand, break the
bar. Welcome back to Free Fire Radio with Carl Bott and Krista Dishclark.
We could do that all morning?
No, that's the last time. 7:23 in the morning here, Thursday, the 18th of August. 70 degrees going up to 107 today. I tell you what, it was hot yesterday. It was hot.
It was hotter than that. I mean, it was awful.
It was hot. 605-4567 is our phone number. If you got any stories about being really hot, you can give us a call. Big Head Todd and the Monsters are coming to town here at the Cascade.
I can't wait.
Tribute to Willie Dixon. We're talking about some real heavy blues here. On September the 22nd at 7:30. I think I may have to go get tickets for this just to listen to Big Head Todd and the Monsters. It's kind of scary just thinking about it. If you get up there, I'll get up in the loge seats up there, so in case things happen down below, I'll be okay. 27th Annual Ducky Derby's coming September the 25th. Head on down and go to online and find out about what's going on with the Ducky Derby and how you can sign up to be a sponsor or get ducks.
What is that, the 27th Annual?
27th Annual Ducky Derby.
I've been around this community a long time because I remember when that started.
The last part of the Olympics there was our beach volleyball team, the women who have been gold, gold medal. They lost to Brazil.
I know.
So last night they played Brazil again in the bronze medal and whipped them. Came back from a deficit and whooped them. Opened up a can of whoop butt. M1. I'm glad they finished like that. Now, okay, now here's somebody that lost, and she said exactly what happened. She said my basic game fell apart. They served me. I could not set. She said my setting game just left me.
Yeah.
And once it goes, and I couldn't get it back, and we lost. It was my fault. And her partner goes, you know what? Well, you know what? This is not the end. And they were right. You know, they came back and beat Brazil. And I mean, this lady is like 39, three kids. You know, yeah. Walsh.
They're good.
They're
excellent to watch. And
oh,
yeah. I did watch a part of that, and I hated it that they lost that gold medal. Okay. But
all right. Hey, what do you think's going on right now with the presidential election?
Oh,
give me your take on that, because I'm, you know, you've seen, you know, I've never seen, and even though I don't watch O'Reilly, I saw the headlines on it. It said said that this is the, he says they, the press as almost a whole unit, I mean as one package, has completely decided that Trump is not going to be the president. And that Hillary Clinton, with everything that's wrong with this woman, should be the president, because they don't want Trump to be the president. So they can't say anything good about her.
But
so they turned and just to try to destroy him.
The sad part of the whole thing in my mind is that too many of the people believe what they hear still, even from this media, who has given up all pretense of being a media or being, you know, open free press. We have no free press left. We know that on almost any issue that we're looking at. Right now, they've given up any pretense of doing that. And you're right, all they do, whatever, there isn't anything in my mind that Donald Trump can do or say that's going to get him good coverage from the press.
You know,
if he doesn't buy it, if he doesn't record his whole speech and put it out there and pay for it to be aired, the general masses are not going to hear it, because they're not going to say one good thing about it. And if you've actually sat and listened to any of the speeches he's been given from the beginning to the end, he's got some great ideas. He's talking a lot of sense. The speech he gave in Milwaukee the other day to that black population, and the commentators, their take on it was, well, why is he going to Milwaukee? He shouldn't even go to Milwaukee. He shouldn't even. It was like, who are you to decide where I can give a speech?
Well, you know, and the
but
thing.
But that's, they, you're right. They, and, but it's beyond the press. I have to finish.
Oh.
Beyond the press. It is the whole establishment who has decided they don't want any part of Trump. They don't want their apple cart upset back there. They like the way things are running. They'd like to be in control, i.e. the Republican establishment. But better to have the Democrats in control and not upset the apple cart than have somebody come in and mess up what they're doing back there, which is taking care of themselves and ignoring the people.
Well, what they're saying, and this is the sad thing, is that, well, we'll hold the Senate and we'll hold the House, and we can control her. We'll just go into logjam again for the next 4 years, which this country really needs, is that. But they just seem to forget that she's going to appoint 1 to 3 Supreme Court justices.
Among many other things. But
among
you're right,
all
that's
the other justices.
Line.
And you're going to have 12, maybe even 16 years of Democrats in a row. Liberal Democrats, not just middle-of-the-road Democrats. But we're talking left-wing, Saul Alinsky Democrats.
We're talking socialism.
And yet this press seems to think that is okay, not realizing that their First Amendment rights under Clinton are going to be restricted.
But they already are.
They only get to say now what comes out
of the White House.
Well, you know, the other thing, too, is that she's not had a press conference in 233 days.
Which is the only way she can get elected, is if she keeps her mouth shut and stays out of
the
pulpit.
She doesn't have to say anything because the media is so far over on her side, and that everything that Trump does, no matter what he does,
is hard to hide when she does open her mouth. So she loses points if she goes out and starts talking. She's better off to stay away. You know, what are they going to do to keep the focus off of the debates? Because
he's
going to just absolutely clean her plow.
Well, they're trying to have them on days that there's NFL football games on. Why would they do that? Why would they be so stupid to do that? First of all, the Republicans refuse to, they should do is just say, hey, we refuse to do that. We want it on days there aren't football games. We want it in prime time, and we want it on a channel, and guess what? We want a commentator. And frankly, I don't even care. I want whoever the person's saying at least be partially fair. You know, they can jump in and try and help Hillary, and I'll just point that out to everybody and it'll just make it look worse. But, you know, boom, 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 boom. But what's going to happen?
Well, I don't know, but my great hope, and I hope springs eternal always, I'm a forever optimist, is that there are enough people out there who, like us, who just realize, number one, how bad it would be under Hillary Clinton, and number two, that we're just done. We're done with the media. We're done with the Washington cartel. We're done with the establishment.
Mainstream media.
The mainstream media. Exactly.
Not places like ours.
Not the local TV. And then not talk radio. Because they're at least trying to get the fair message across. I mean, that's so divided. Even talk radio is going both ways. But the point is that I think there's enough people out there who simply are not talking to the pollsters. They're not going to put up a Trump sign. They're just going to vote because they're just done.
Well, I think that
that's my hope.
When he shows up at rallies, there's thousands of people.
Thousands
there.
And thousands.
And so I think maybe people are misjudging this. And I think you're right. If there is a silent majority, and we'll see what happens. Hey, we got to take a break. This portion of the show brought to you by WellCare MD. It's one of the first practices in Reading to offer direct primary care with unlimited office visits for a flat monthly fee. That's right, a flat monthly fee. You'll get to know your doctor. She'll get to know you. You can always get in 24-hour-a-day access via text, email, and phone, and then same-day appointments if you need it. And you're talking about probably the future of medicine. There's going to be so many people that are not going to have options to see doctors and have the time with them right now that you're seeing how you're being hurried and pushed from spot to spot. Well, not with WellCare and MD. Give them a call, 262-6626. That's 262-6626, or visit them on the web at wellcaremd.com. Trish Clark and I will be back right after these messages, 7:32 in the morning.
You know you make me wanna shout, kick my heels up and down, throw my hands up and down, throw my head back and down. Come on now, don't forget to say you will. Don't forget to say yeah, 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 yeah.
Hi, I'm Chuck Kinney, owner of Shasta Gas Propane. There's a joke around our company that our propane is better than other companies' propane. The fact is that most propane sold in the North State is manufactured in the same refineries in the Bay Area, so there's really no difference. However, there can be a big difference between propane companies. When you call Shasta Gas, you will be greeted by a friendly, knowledgeable customer service representative that will answer your questions or concerns and even give you an approximate time that your delivery will be there if you need to know. If you want, you can also talk to the owner, me. There may also be a big difference in prices between companies. Our motto at Shasta Gas is our customers are warm friends. So for safety, service, and savings, and to experience this difference, give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793.
What is your true dream vacation? Let us help you define it. At Wind River Resort and Casino, play our Pick Your Paradise Swipe to Win promotion. Win free slot play, cash prizes, or a dream vacation and $1,000 cash. It's simple. Spin the reels on any slot machine or swipe your free River Club card daily. Every 200 points gets you an entry. Double entries on Mondays and Tuesdays. Drawings Wednesdays at 7 p.m. Swipe for your chance to win a variety of prizes or a dream vacation. Plus, we have new games just waiting to hit the jackpot. Unlimited entries all month long to increase your chances. Picture yourself in your paradise. Whether you like sandy beaches or city skylines, rest assured that we have the vacation destination that you desire. This is your opportunity to pick your paradise that you've always dreamed of. Final drawing Wednesday, August 31st, where you could win a dream vacation and $1,000 cash. Remember, more games, more ways to win, more fun at Wind River Resort and Casino. Some restrictions may apply. For official rules and details, log on to windriver.com. Vacations are better at the river.
Wow, I love your new place. It's so stylish.
Okay, I'll let you in on a little secret. I get all my furniture at the Home Consignment Depot.
Really? This dining set? The entertainment center? The sofa?
Yeah, and all the accessories and art, too.
The Home Consignment Depot? Where are they located?
They're at 1313 Hartnell Avenue, between Churn Creek and Victor. You know, next to Signorama. They've got quality furniture for the home and office at prices you can afford. It's definitely the spot to shop for furniture, with new arrivals daily. And they offer an excellent consignment service.
Consignment? How does it work?
It's easy. They sell your quality furniture and send you a check. I receive more for mine than if I sold it myself, without the hassles and costs of running an ad.
They sell your quality furniture and accessories and send you the check?
Right. They also offer a pickup and delivery service. They accept all forms of payment, and they're open 7 days a week.
That's good to know.
If I were you, I'd visit their showroom today or call 722-0635, the Home Consignment Depot. It's definitely the spot to shop.
KCNR, 1460 AM, the most local programming in Northern California.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Carl Bott and Trish Clark. It's Thursday, the 18th of August. It's 70 degrees out there, going up to 107 today. 107. That is hot. That is hot. And as Bob's famous weather report he gave several weeks ago, what's the weather look like there, Bad Bob? It's hot. It's damn hot. And that was it. That was it. But that was enough. It was enough. 107.
And you know, I've got to tell you, and yesterday.
Weather reports brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. We're working out there. We're delivering propane tanks for him with my trucking company. And Chuck Kinney is out there. Chuck the man who owns Shasta Gas Propane doesn't have to do this. He is out there loading propane tanks in Quincy.
Oh, wow.
Loading them. I mean, we're talking 500-gallon tanks. Chuck's jumping up and down, running up and down those that ladder. Chuck Kinney is a stud. Let me tell you. I tell you what, besides the fact of being a helicopter pilot and winning the award for, he and his wife winning the award for hiring veterans, you know, for small businesses, and all the other things this man does, and the fact that he knew my cousin when they were flying in Vietnam together. All of these things. And then there he is. I think he's a little bit older than I am. And working like that. But, you know, that keeps him, I tell you what.
Keeps him active and young.
Yeah.
I'm reminded of the T-shirt. The old dude wearing the Vietnam veteran hat was more badass than you could
imagine. That's right. See that old man over there with that funny-looking VFW hat on? He's done more bad things than you'll ever know. Okay. Hey, I'm here with Trish, and we're talking about, are you ready? You have something else to say?
On the positive side, Shasta Lake still only 47 feet down.
I was just, you know, we were just out. Well, you know what? Did you hear about the otter attacks out there, the jihadist otter attacks? What a great bunch of comments we had in the chat room after that happened. No, at Shasta Lake, some boys were out there swimming, and they swam in this area, and these otters started chasing them, and they were yelling and screaming, and their dad was watching, thinking, what are they doing out there? And they come swimming back, and you think they were exaggerating, that, oh, I turned around, I could see with teeth, you know, and
otters.
They were swimming and diving at me, and you think, okay, exaggeration. Oh, no, they'd been cut. They had been bitten in several spots on their body, and then they were in the hospital getting rabies shots because the fishing game are saying that these otters are very protective of their area. And I'm like, oh, there you are out there on your little tube out there. If you can't swim as well, you're out there in your little tube, and all of a sudden you've got like six otters chewing your ass. Ah!
You know how much damage a house cat can do when properly motivated.
Right.
An otter weighs, an adult otter weighs roughly 30 pounds. You're in their element, and they have lots of teeth.
Wow.
Oh, yeah, and so they were not injured badly, but they were nipped and bitten
in
blood.
Oh, but they had to go get rabies shots.
Yeah, because even though they were pretty sure they probably didn't have rabies, but you know, you can't
take a chance, and they couldn't go back and get them and test them.
Right. And today's rabies shots aren't anything like they used to be. Now they think they you just get them in the arm and you're okay. But unlike when they used to stick them in your stomach like seven weeks in a row or something. It was horrible. Brutal.
Yeah, I had a friend that had to go through that. Too. One. I did too. Oh, it's awful.
And we just harassed him the whole time. We were in one of those military schools, and we'd see him every week.
That was a horrendous thing.
He'd come in bent over or something. It'd be hurting. Anyway, okay, for other things. Let's talk about the Measure D and E. We had Sheriff Pasinko in here, and I had Gary Catt on day before. And Gary, of course, is against these measures, this public safety tax. And frankly, my question to him that it's difficult for anybody to answer is, we need money in this city. We are
sales tax revenue is
The tax revenue is going down or it's static.
It's static
because of gasoline taxes and property taxes are staying the same. So we're going to need money anyway. And I'm not even talking about the pilot lawsuit, you know, payment in lieu of taxes that they've got going on that could cost them $6 million a year. And I said, well, Gary, if you're already saying, and Gary said this, he said, we're running really lean at the city hall. I mean, it's not like they've got, you know, 50 people extra down there that they're having to pay for. So what are we going to do about this? Where are we going to get this money unless there's a tax raise? And he's saying, well, we should be using it, you know, in different ways, like, you know, we don't need it in reserves. The problem with that is you start paying it out of the reserves pretty soon, it's like your bank account, you don't have that.
Yeah, you can only do that so many years in a row.
So here, it comes down to this. It says that the question being, the big question on it, of course, is the how it's written. When it says, for any governmental purpose, including... Well, this is what the finance director says. It's a general tax, which means the city of Reading may use the tax revenues for any governmental purpose.
And the rest of it
now,
is immaterial.
The Measure E asks, should the additional revenue be used to augment police protection, jail space, mental health, fire protection, and related public safety services?
What is the issue with related public safety services?
Well, the question is what exactly is that? I mean, could that be homeless? You know, hey, we've got a real homeless problem here, so it's going to be for safety reasons. We're going to start building places for the homeless.
You asked one of the candidates that question the other day, and they didn't give a satisfactory answer. No. I don't even remember which one it was, but they pretty much left it that was an open option.
I think it comes down to Trish's this. It comes down to the fact that it's the trust of them to spend it now, even. And, you know, I said, well...
Which they obviously don't, because they've already set up a committee that's still going to oversight.
Yeah, that was the oversight thing. But it has no
teeth. Another committee.
It has no teeth. And those people, I mean, let's face it, they're good people, but they're the county. Three of them are county. One of them is a county employee. Two of them are retired county. And this money's coming to the county for their, you know, for those purposes. And then you got one who is, you know, directly linked to one of the city council people. It's not that they're not honest; they're not going to do a good job. That's not what I'm saying. But here's the thing: it doesn't make any difference what they say. It could be anybody. They don't have to do what they say. Two people may not even be there after this election. You know, Gary's hoping to be reelected, but Missy's gone. And then within 2 years, the other three could be gone.
There you go.
And then so I said, well, what about if they signed this pledge to use it only on that? Well, you know what? If I was a candidate, I wouldn't sign that.
Well,
I wouldn't sign it because what if something comes up that is extremely – what if we lose the pilot lawsuit? There's $6 million gone. Yeah. Now – when you add on to that, the fact that, so I guess the question is this. This $11 million, if it comes in, if it passes, are they going to use most of it for law enforcement?
Well, there are a lot of issues with the way this thing is presented and put up. I don't get to vote on it. That's part of the issue. It means the city and the county are both going to benefit from this. It seems to me that it would have been appropriate to do a countywide tax. You have half of the population who is going to be tremendously impacted by paying this sales tax to the city of Reading that doesn't get to vote on it because only half the population lives in the city of Reading. So you're going to have different tax rates throughout the county. You're going to have the 8% in the city of Anderson. You're going to have 8% in the city of Reading. City of Shasta Lake is going to continue to be 7 3/4, as is the unincorporated area. That makes no sense, and they should have done a countywide. The other thing is, you're absolutely right. There's no way to absolutely be sure how that money is going to be spent. The other thing is, so you're propping up the Reading Police Department, and you're propping up the jail. You're going to solve two part of the problem. Yeah. I've said it before, I'll say it again. It's a system. If you can lock people up or arrest them by the Reading Police Department and throw them in a county jail. But if you don't have a public defender's office and a district attorney's office and the court system and the probation department and all those other things to go along with that, you still got a bottleneck and you still got to get them out. They're going to be out on the street.
And that's
it's
true.
It's a system.
And that's true. So I think we've got to get past this thing about we don't trust who we elect. Because that's the bottom line.
Yeah.
We don't trust who we elect because of things they've done in the past. Not wanting to listen to the people in the at the beginning of the meetings, doing away with the DRBA. That was just a spiteful thing being done in my opinion by Kristen.
Yeah.
That cost the city the ability that people have been paying this money for
years. A lot was being accomplished
and the reasoning behind it was so specious. But at the same time, if the measure says, oh no, this money needs to be spent all on public safety, there's no pledges to this. They can say they're going to do it, but I think we need to take a step forward someplace. Obviously, something else isn't happening. And if this sales tax is going to go to those areas, now a lot of people think it's going to go to be paying unfunded liabilities.
Well, eventually, if they come after it, it may be. Again, I will say to you that you're right. The trust issue is paramount in people's minds. I can remember back on a smaller scale one time when the city of Reading got a grant to put 3 or 4 more police officers on the street, and the arrest rate went up. Our jail system absolutely collapsed. Because they were arresting people quicker than we could even process them into the jail.
Yep.
And no public defenders, no district attorney staff, no court space, no ability to process all these people that were filtering through. So they were arresting them like crazy, and they were going out the back door quicker than they could get the tickets and citation and arresting papers drawn up. I don't know how you stop that from happening if you don't put money and correct the whole system.
It's got to be the whole thing. Okay, hey, look, we're going to take a break here. It's about 13 minutes before the hour of 8 o'clock. At 8 o'clock, we're going to have Adam McElvain in here. We'll be talking about his candidacy and his idea for bringing high-speed fiber optic cable to Reading and what this could do for everybody. This portion of the show, though, is brought to you by Home Helpers, 2620 Larkspur Lane. If you're looking for short-time care in the home or full-time live-in care, Sharon Clark is a person to go see. She started this business herself 10 years ago. It is it's been business of the year. She's been business person of the year here in Reading. Her people are handpicked, trained, inspected, bonded, insured and bonded, and will come and she will pick the right person for the right job. You can't get any better than that. Home Helpers, 226-8350. We'll be right back after these messages.
This Hawaiian mini vacation is brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. So what does professional office cleaning have to do with relaxing in a tropical paradise? Frankly, nothing. But Maui Bob and the crew want to remind you to be sure to take the time for what's important in this workaday world. Family, friends, and yes, even yourself. And if their professional office cleaning services can help you make that time, give them a call at 221-5868. This Hawaiian mini vacation was brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, 221-5868.
Is there anything more relaxing on a warm summer day than your patio? Budget Blinds is locally owned and operated and knows how to make your outdoor space in our area as comfortable as possible. Jerry and the whole Budget Blinds staff offers proper installation of patio shades and exterior window coverings, including solar shades, which can help you save on costly energy bills. Budget Blinds Redding Red Bluff also offers a variety of breathable fabrics and exterior window coverings, including window screens. Don't wait any longer. Give your patio or porch an upgrade with stylish, sturdy patio window coverings. Enjoy shades that gently filter passing breezes while perfectly complementing your outdoor theme. You'll relax on your patio or porch knowing you've got the perfect fit and highest quality service.
My goal for our customer here at Budget Blinds is when we walk out of the house, it's nicer than it was when we walked in. The customer got exactly what they wanted. If you're in need of custom window covering, give Budget Blinds a call today, 226-9027, or visit us on the web, budgetblinds.com.
As gun laws continue to tighten up across the country, Bastiani Arms will continue to provide our community with quality firearms, hard-to-find ammo, off-list fully built AR lower receivers, and the absolute best customer service. Get out of the grab-and-go box stores and come talk to a knowledgeable firearm specialist. The good guys at Bastiani Arms are real gun enthusiasts with two full-time gunsmiths on hand 5 days a week. Right now, Bastiani Arms is stocked up on hard-to-find ammo, 30-30, 38 Special, and 44 Magnum. More people than ever are exercising their rights to conceal and carry a firearm. Seth Stoke has over 20 years' experience in firearms and offers CCW classes, women-only CCW classes, and hunter education. Bastiani Arms has everything you need for firearms, and they appreciate you shopping local. Bastiani Arms, on the corner of Larkspur Lane and Wall Street in Reading. Join the revolution.
National news with a local view. KCNR, 1460 AM.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 with Carl Bott and Trish Clark. It's 10 minutes before the hour of 8 o'clock. It's 70 degrees. It's got to be hotter than 70. It feels hotter than 70. And I'm inside an air-conditioned studio. It feels hotter than 70 out there. Going up to 107.
It's a precursor.
Yes. 107. You know what? And when you're on, like, say, 107, and you go out on Whiskeytown, it's still 107.
Oh,
except now you have the water reflecting off on that. So, I mean, you go out.
You can get into the water, though, and then cools you down while you're in the water, but as soon as you get back out, dry really quickly.
Well, Whiskeytown, you can do that, but if you go to, you know, Shasta Lake, Lake Shasta there, the otters will nibble your toes.
That's an incredible story.
Hey, this portion of the show is brought to you. So if you want to stay inside and work out and, you know, really beat your body up, but stay cool while you're doing it, here, not beat your body up, but work yourself, really good as well, Gate Sports Club. They have Boheme Spa there, so after you have your great workout, you can go in there and maybe get a massage, which is what I need after every workout I have. 1740 Eureka Way, corner of Eureka and Court Street. They've got it all, including that saltwater pool that you can, you know, I mean, work out, but you don't get that beating up of the of your ligaments and tendons. Look what it's done for Michael Phelps. Take a look at his body. We could look like that if we swim. And, you know, and here's the thing is, this man eats 12,000 calories a day and looks like that.
Yeah.
And so I've gone into his training regimen, though. Now,
trying to eat 12,000 calories.
I'm up to 4,000 calories, but I'm not working out exactly. It's not. We don't look exactly the same.
There you go. You got to do the whole program.
You got to do the whole program. Okay. Hey, look, give them a call, 768-1205. You're going to really like it down there. It's a great place to work out, and the people there are very nice.
We're going to go to the phone and talk to Mike. Good morning, Mike.
Good morning. Hey, Carl, I want to give you some props for last week. I believe it was last week when you had Ken Murray on the radio. I think it's very important for shows like yours to host people from the local area that were in positions of power when decisions were made. And I, if I remember right, I think you even learned some things the other day when Ken was on. So I want to encourage you to continue to do that, to bring people on that actually know the facts of what has happened in the past around here.
Yeah, well, that's why I'm like Trish here. Trish knows where a lot of the skeletons are buried. And, you know, frankly, Mike, you know, and I appreciate what you said. And I learn something new all the time. You know, I mean, I wake up in a new bed every morning like a dog sometimes because people come in here and say things. And I'll just look at them. I had no idea some of these things were going on or had gone on. So thank you. But anyway.
My other question is for Trish.
Yes.
It goes right into that. Trish, what happened to all the county money that we used to have to run the old county hospital and mental health services?
Well.
Did the state take all that away?
Well, and a lot of it went away because it was targeted for that. But the reason the county hospital and the mental hospital were closed is for lack of funds, a lot of it, and the liability. There simply wasn't the money there, and it was always operated in the red. It was mandated by the state and federal government, the services you provided, and there was we were constantly having to go into the general fund to subsidize it.
Okay, so basically because the requirements from the state and federal government, and they made requirements, but they didn't provide any funding for those requirements.
Unfunded mandates, the history of county government.
All right, well, thanks a lot. I appreciate that.
Uh-huh.
Hey, thanks for calling, Mike. You know, but that's a good question too. Like right now, we're getting hit on the Prop 109 money because if you put people into prison, there's percentages because you find them, then Prop 109 says you're not doing what you're supposed to be doing, and we're going to start siphoning money away from you. But it's not working the way they said. And then then you get Prop 47. Then you have this new initiative, this new proposition that's going to turn even more people loose, including sex. They finally got Brown and his people to say, yeah, it is going to be sex criminals. It's going to be rapists, and it's going to be all these other things. And they finally got him to admit it. And they're fighting it like crazy. But I bet you that, again, it'll pass because they're going to come up with some bumper sticker crap, that says, oh, more money to our counties and cities to help take care of these, get these people, blah, 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 blah. And they'll vote for it just like they did for Prop 47.
Yeah.
Even though you knew Prop 47 was bad. When I talked to the district attorney over at Humboldt County who was for it, and I said, how's this going to work? You know it's not going to work. He said, well, what we have now doesn't. So,
Carl, we go back to the initiative process. We are a republic form of government. In the state of California, most of the problems we have, specifically as cities and counties, come from the initiative process, which allows the people to vote on issues. That's not a republic form of government. There's not enough information. There's not enough clarity in any of the initiatives that go before the people. Even the people that wrote them don't know the consequences a lot of times of what they're passing. And I can give you example after example of what we thought we were doing and what we actually accomplished in this initiative process. It goes right back down to the fact that we should stick to the republic form of government and elect people that we can trust to make good decisions. One more thing about that whole process with the sales tax that we're doing.
Uh-huh.
There's no question that all the cities here, county government, we all need more money. And the one thing we should be focusing on, and what I'm still waiting to hear from candidates for office, is to concentrate on building an ability in this county to create jobs. If we can put people to work, we can systematically solve the revenue problems, the issues with the homeless. A great deal of them can be taken care of by getting out of the way of private entrepreneurs and letting them create new jobs and new industry, which creates those jobs, puts people to work, and gets them off.
And here's the funny thing.
Sounds simple, but it does sound simple
because everybody says that. Brent Weaver says, hey, I'm going to clean this out because I've run into so many problems when I was building here. So he gets in there, into it, just like he said, hey, I'm going to do something immediately about the police. Well, once he gets into it, it starts, and I'm not saying that it couldn't have been done better, Brent, but I understand how you get into that system and that system starts grinding at you. So all of a sudden, it's a two-year study to raise taxes, which is not what anybody, I think, started out
well,
to be.
And that,
but wait a minute. But the other part
was
all those little departments within inside the city bureaucracy and the county bureaucracy. They brought a new guy in. We had him on the show. I thought, gosh, this guy's going to be great. He's running into the same stuff. It's still, slowdowns. People still can't get permits and all this. What's going on? And you can come in, Julie Winters, Adam McElvain, Gary Cad, and Leah Tate can all say the same thing. Oh, we're going to come in here and we're going to make a place for business to work. We're not going to build business, but we're going to make it easy for them. You know what?
It can be done. And we proved it in the county a few years back. We had a period where we actually had people in the business people who said they really didn't have a problem getting a permit in Shasta County. We were holding their feet to the fire. We put it all together under one thing. It actually worked for a while. And I can prove it, because there is a way if you take and move these businesses through the process. But when you're before a planning commission for 3 years to get a permit for a rock crushing plant on industrially zoned land that's been operated as mills forever, something's wrong with the system.
Well, and nothing changes. And so here we are saying nothing changes. We have the supervisors in here. Nothing changes. We have the city council in here. nothing changes. And this is what the problem is.
Including the supervisors, and that's part of the problem.
And here's the thing on D&E. We need to make a change here. But people, again, go back to, well, we don't really trust those people to do that. Well, you know what? There's at some point we're going to have to get over that. And but this thing about the permitting and the all these others and all these little things that they keep adding on to it is crap. It just is needs to be changed.
And the only people that can do that are the people we elect to make a difference, and we need to hold their feet to the fire to do it.
We'll be back. Hey, look, it's 72 degrees out there, going up to 107 today. Adam McElvain, candidate for City Reading City Council, will be with us when we come back. Carl Bott, Trish Clark, Free Fire Radio.
KCNR, Shasta Redding. News is hour from townhall.com. I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. Fewer people were seeking U.S. unemployment benefits last week.
The Labor Department says weekly applications for unemployment aid dropped by 4,000 to a seasonally adjusted 262,000. The four-week average went up by 3,000 to 265,250. As layoffs have fallen, hiring has improved, although it remains modest by historical standards. Employers added 255,000 jobs in July.
As correspondent Jeremy House, ride-hailing service Uber says it will be hauling people around in self-driving cars soon on the streets of Pittsburgh. The company says the autonomous Ford Fusions will have a human backup driver. Suicide bombers from ISIS have attacked Libya's pro-government forces. It happened in the ISIS group's former stronghold city, Sirte, today. Alabama authorities searching for an escaped inmate who was recently convicted of shooting at a sheriff's deputy. Dorothy Spencer lives nearby and told WBMA-TV it all makes her a little bit nervous.
I was kind of frightened because I didn't know where he was, because we live so close to the jail down there.
And the Alabama Law Enforcement Agency says that the escaped man, 23-year-old Eric Washington, should be considered armed and very dangerous. America, Brianna Rowland started out fast and never looked back as she captured gold in the women's 100-meter hurdles last night in Rio. It's the kind of thing you dream about as a runner, and so is having Team USA sweep the event for the gold, silver, and bronze.
We've talked about it, but it's not something that we just focused on. We just wanted to focus on being our best, and being our best will get us on the podium, and that's what we did.
And no room for anybody else on the podium last night, as all the positions were taken by Rowlands with the gold, Nia Ali of the USA with the silver, and Christy Castlin with the bronze medal, the first time the USA has ever swept that event at the Olympics. On Wall Street, the Dow doing well, and early trading is up 25 points. More from townhall.com.
Do you have a family member who's getting older and can no longer be safely left alone? With Visiting Angels, America's Choice in Senior Home Care, your parents and older family members can continue living at home and not have to move into a nursing home. Experienced, compassionate caregivers provide assistance in hygiene, meal preparation, and light housework up to 24 hours per day at affordable rates. To restore your family's peace of mind, call Visiting Angels toll-free today at 877-374-LIVE or at visitingangels.com.
Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and bad tweets can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. Reputation.com can protect your good name. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. Call 800-651-4888. 800-651-4888.
An attempt by McDonald's to get kids moving isn't working out so great.
The chain says it will no longer distribute activity trackers in its Happy Meals because of quality issues. The hamburger company says it received limited reports of potential skin irritations that may be associated with the band. McDonald's says it is fully investigating this issue and that restaurants are offering our youngest guests an alternative Happy Meal toy. The Step-It activity bands were available in the U.S. and Canada. At one New York City location, the activity tracker bands, which look like watches, were available.
That is correspondent Keith Peters reporting. Officials believe the recent extreme heat was responsible for the deaths of several hundred fish who were found belly up in a pond on the National Mall in Washington. The shallow pond sits just west of the World War II Memorial. Officials say the recent heat likely spurred on the growth of algae, robbing the water of much-needed oxygen. Breaking news and analysis at townhall.com. Senator Bernie Sanders is stepping up his push for a so-called public option after Aetna's retreat this week from the Obamacare Marketplace Exchange.
The former Democratic presidential candidate and current senator from Vermont is vowing to revisit the debate on a government-run insurance option. The senator says he will reintroduce his legislation in the next session of the Senate to create what he calls a Medicare for All system. In a statement, Sanders says, "In my view, the provision of health care cannot continue to be dependent on the whims and market projections of large private insurance companies."
As correspondent Linda Kenyon reporting, reaction continues over the shakeup at the top of the Trump campaign. CNN's Jake Tapper says there's an upside to the selection of Breitbart executive Steve Bannon.
Here's a former naval officer, Goldman Sachs executive, really, really rich, really, really successful guy who has made Breitbart into a force. Whatever you think of them, they are a force, and that he likes to win.
More on all these stories can be found at townhall.com.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 with Carl Bott and Trish Clark. 5 minutes after the hour of 8, right here on the 18th of August, a Thursday, of course. 530-605-4567 is our phone number, and we are streaming live at KCNR1460.com. Good morning, everybody. Trish, good morning.
Good morning. I just love Thursday mornings. You know, it's 76 degrees now in downtown Reading. I hate to tell you, but it's going to be 108 today, cooling down this evening to 70 on tomorrow, 108, 68 degrees. By Saturday, only 105. Sunday, 102, and by Monday, we're actually going to get down to single digits, like 99 degrees. That's so much better.
Those are double digits.
Double digits. That will feel so much better than the
double
digits.
It'll be like needing a scarf.
You will probably need a little jacket. It's going to be downright balmy, for heaven's sakes. The weather is always brought to us by Shasta Gas Propane. It's cool to be a Shasta Gas Propane customer. They're locally veteran-owned and operated. They give veterans and senior discounts. Give them a call, 365-3793.
And Lions Heating and Air brings us a segment, and it's 107. If you have any problems with your air conditioning, go see Martin and his people. Give them a call. You all know he's rescued us. He's rescued us, and, I mean, we have so much more air running into our house now than we did before. You didn't even realize how bad the last system was until now, since Martin's fixed it. And I can't say enough about it except thank you, buddy. Lions Heating and Air. If you have any problems, if you're just checking on your system, make sure it's working. Is it really pushing out the air? We found, especially in some of the older houses, it was pushing air through a radiator type system that nobody even knows what it was there for. It was probably built in 1930. So we have no idea, but now the wind is coming through. It's so cold that Elk Killer has little earmuffs on when she's walking through the house.
Her winter coat's coming in August.
Already. 221-2642 is the phone number. Or check out their website at homecomfort.org. Hey, we're here. We were just talking about D&E, and we have today as our guest a Reading candidate for Reading City Council, Adam McElwain. And we're talking about one way to, our tax revenues are just static or dropping. Property values, static or dropping. Well, they're going up a little bit, Adam's telling me. I know they're charging me more for my property taxes every year. But the bottom line on it is we need more business in our area.
Biggest money generator is
need jobs. Because I see, 90% of all the problems we have in Northern California, and let's just talk about Shasta County here, could be fixed by jobs.
Money.
Well, money, but money
and jobs will do it.
And Adam is coming in with an idea that has not been brought up before, and we think should be everybody should be listening to it. So good morning, Adam.
Good morning. How are you, Carl?
Great.
Good morning, Adam.
Yeah, thanks for having me here. I just got back from dropping off my daughter to her first day of school. She started kindergarten today.
Oh, wow.
Was that traumatic?
It was bittersweet.
When my daughter went to kindergarten the first time, it just broke my my wife's heart because she didn't turn around and wave.
She just
ran in there.
She goes,
well, you know, up until then she had. She goes, where are you going? And then that day, all the little kids who she's been playing with during the summer and all that, she goes, and ran right away. And, you know, that was it. We just saw this redhead, you know, big hair, running toward the school there on Quantico, Virginia, up there at the first grade.
Yeah.
Storming the building like a true Marine.
That's right. Adam, tell everybody about you.
So my name is Adam McElveen. I'm a candidate for Reading City Council. I'm a local business owner. I'm a veteran. I have been attending city council meetings.
One of
for
the
10
very
years.
Few veterans, if any, that are serving in politics in our city and county. By the way, I'm just pointing that out.
And a local business owner, I've been attending city council meetings for 10 years. I've been a commissioner with the city for over 6 years and chaired two different commissions.
Which commission?
So I was on the Community Services Advisory Commission, which oversees parks and tourism. I was on the Reading Electric Utility Commission, which did oversight on the electric utility. So I have a lot of familiarity with the city, city business, and how the city operates.
Okay, well, let's just get right to the big dog.
Okay.
In the fight here, it's been in the paper and everything, and there were some things written in the paper that were not quite
less than accurate.
They were less than accurate.
Can't believe that in the record.
They may have been accurate. It had nothing to do though with the plan. When we're talking about cost, because that was the headline.
Right.
$50 to $60 million, and that was nothing about your plan.
Yeah. Well, in the newspapers today, too, will alter their headlines a little bit so that more people will click on the
story. My understanding, the person who writes the article does not do the headline.
Correct.
And I've seen headlines before that when you get into it, it's not exactly what they're saying, but you're right. Right. It's something that, let me read this. Then you look at it. But in this case,
let's be clear. The headline sometimes says something that is absolutely not accurate.
Okay. Yeah. in some cases.
It'll be around the bush here. I mean, the headline doesn't tell the story, generally speaking.
And in this case, it didn't.
Yeah. Correct.
Okay. Yeah. So tell us about your plan here.
So we're talking about the fiber optics infrastructure.
That one. And then I know you've got other things, too, but this is kind of a big one.
You know, in 2010, I was at a city council meeting where the city council, Google Fiber, was starting to put in fiber infrastructure across the country. And they were looking for the first cities that they were going to install this. This was 2010. Reading applied to be one of the initial cities. Of course, I knew that our chances were very slim. And obviously, we did not get a contract with Google to bring in this infrastructure.
Because we...
Well, I think several hundred cities applied. You know, Kansas City, you know, changed their name to... Or it was one of those cities in Kansas actually changed their name to Google for a month. Do you remember that to get attention?
I do remember that.
So... It was very desirable to get this infrastructure. And I started thinking, can we do this on our own? How do we make this happen in Reading to get this infrastructure? Because it's has a very positive economic effect. A measurable amount of GDP is added to the city when you put in digital infrastructure. So being on the REU Commission and serving as chairman gave me a lot of insight into the utility and how it works and the advantages that we have since we already own the electric utility. You know, we own the poles and the pipes underground. We have linemen who can install and maintain. We have customer service and billing already exist. So a lot of the operations of an internet utility are already there. About 80%, so we're in great shape, and there's about 500 publicly owned internet providers now across the country. So this is something I was obviously very excited about. You know, I built my first website in 1994 and have been involved with the digital age, you know, since I was in high school. Still do it kind of professionally. And, of course, in the military was involved with communications and things like that, new technology. So I understand the need for the infrastructure and the benefits that it can have. So my proposal was to start with a pilot phase downtown. Instead of building out the entire city, that we start with a pilot phase in our downtown area. And downtown, the north border is the river. The eastern border is Continental Street by the cemetery. The western border is Court Street. And then the southern tip is at Lulu's and Safeway there on Cypress. So that's our downtown area. It's about a third of a square mile. So my proposal was to start with a pilot phase, a proof of concept to prove the legitimacy of the idea and what the economic benefits can really mm-hmm. do. And so, you know, I had a forum on Monday, and a lot of people showed up. It was very great to see so much momentum behind the idea. And, you know, really went through the process. And so...
And the cost of this is...
$2 to $5 million.
$2 to $5 million.
For the pilot program downtown.
Correct.
Right.
Correct.
Now,
and that's what you're proposing.
Correct. And again, let me explain that. So the design would be raised with private funds, mm-hmm. $30,000, $60,000 to do the design. Once you have a design, then you can start looking for funding. And my proposal is to go for state, federal, and private grant money. So to do downtown... I'm not looking for any taxpayer dollars, nothing from the general fund, nothing that we'll take from public safety. This is something that we can do without taxpayer dollars directly from the general fund.
Directly
of the city
from the general fund.
Of the city of Reading.
And then could that be expanded in pieces?
Yeah, and that's what I said at the meeting. What had happened is at the very end of the meeting, an audience member had asked, hey, what would be the cost for the entire build-out of the city? And I said the initial estimates are between $40 and $50 million. But again, that's not my proposal, and I think I'm set on the pilot phase because I've done a lot of research and studying of how do we get our foot in the door to start making this happen. And I think the next step needs to be a public conversation.
Okay, well, let's take a quick break here because I've got several questions about this.
As do I.
And but frankly, the idea of bringing in a fiber optic cable and what it can do. And just as an example, I asked Bob, who is really good at this stuff, and I said, Bob, they're talking about, you know, a 1 megabit, is that right? One gigabit line.
Gigabit.
And I said, they're talking about selling them for, it's a 1 gigabit for $100. I said, would that be worth it, you know, for 1 gigabit line?
Yeah.
And Bob goes, yeah, I'd do that in a second. And I went, okay, well, that tells me something. I mean, it's, you know, is a gigabit for $100 a good deal? Oh, yeah, and 2 gigabits for $200, which means is that opens up so many avenues for different business. But we're going to talk about that when we get back. Hey, we're going to take a quick break now. This portion of the show brought to you by Tobacco and Brew. 2143 Hilltop Drive, open 7 days a week, veteran-owned business with Espresso Joe's, of course, with all the coffees, and walk next door to the finest tobacco emporium in the state, in my opinion, with a walk-in humidor that has it all. All of this at Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive, veteran-owned, open 7 days a week. Veterans get discounts at Espresso Joe's. We'll be right back with Adam. We'll be right back with Adam McElveen, candidate for Reading City Council at 8:18 in the morning, 76 degrees.
Is gonna roll me. I ain't the sharpest tool in the shed. She was looking kind of dumb with her finger and her thumb in the shape.
There's no better time than today to head into Reading Kia during their top quality sales event.
Here's your best deal on a 2016 Kia Optima. Zero down, zero first month's payment, zero security deposit, and $249 per month plus tax. ID 079711. Zero down, zero first month's payment, zero security deposit, and $249 per month to lease a brand new Optima.
36 months, 36,000 miles. Or how about a rock-solid Kia Sedona compared with Odyssey and Sienna? Now $25,895 after $1,000 Kia customer cash. ID 185685.
This is not your mama's minivan.
One at this price, nine in stock. And every vehicle sold comes with complimentary lifetime oil changes and tire rotations.
Plus government fees and taxes, any finance charges, any deal document processing charge must lease through Kia Motors Finance for Optima offer. Mileage penalty 20 cents per mile over 36,000 miles on approval of credit subject to prior sale.
Reading Kia, Cypress Avenue. To ReadingKia.com. Sale ends September 5th.
Hello, Frank and Kathy Muse with Northern Lights Energy. We're doing a lot of heater upgrades, so if you think you want to try a new on-demand kerosene water heater or a Toyo heater, give us a call before winter. We can give you a free estimate. Robin down in Corning is very busy with all the truckers, farmers, with the ag season in full swing. Joe in Weaverville got his new awning up and all the lights are working for all the early birds. The Redding plant is selling a lot of ethanol-free 93 and a whole lot of barbecue bottles. And if you need a forklift tank, we got some of those in now. We have a lot of bulk oil in your container or ours, and we're open on Saturday till 3:30 at the Redding plant. Northern Lights Energy, everything from race car fuel, motor oil, red and clear diesel, and gasoline. In South Redding, we have the Muse Card Lock. Corning, Weaverville, and Redding, 241-2196. Thanks a lot.
Northern Lights Energy.
In the 40s, Redding Cab and Yellow Cab merged, and Redding Yellow Cab was born. A lot has changed since then. The town has more than tripled in size, and so have they. Through the decades, they've served Redding with generations of trustworthy drivers, family men and women, treating their customers with the respect and professionalism they'd expect for their own families. When you need to get to or from the airport or the train station, perhaps, Redding Yellow Cab is there for you. When you need a safe ride home, need to do some shopping, or want someone to shop for you, call Redding Yellow Cab at 222-1234.
Playing ball is a fun and healthy activity. Unfortunately, the cost of organized sports participation is out of reach of many children. Artwood and Play Ball Foundation's mission is to increase local youth sports participation through education, providing equipment, and fee assistance. Join us Saturday, August 27th at 10 a.m. for the Home Run Derby fundraiser at Big League Dream Sports Park, sponsored in part by Tugwell Roofing. Admission is free and includes a kids' venue, raffle prizes, concessions, and good old-fashioned home run hitting. For more information, visit us on Facebook or call 440-4211.
KCNR, 1460 AM, the most local programming in Northern California.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 with Carl Bott and Trish Clark. It's Thursday, August the 18th. It's 76 degrees, going up to 107 today. Weather reports brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. 107. Make sure nothing's left in your car that you would like to have alive or ready to have after 20 minutes. Phone lines here are 605-4567, and we are streaming live at KCNR1460.com.
Wow. A friend of mine sent me a picture of a, do you remember this? And it was the picture of a rear deck of a car with a pair of those wedge speakers all melted.
Remember? Oh, yeah.
Have you ever seen what happens to a crayon in a car on a day like this?
Oh, those gosh. Plastic wedge speakers, they turn into like this organic-looking mess.
I put one on Facebook the other day, how to drive in Redding, and you've got the oven mitts.
Yeah.
Did you see that one? Yeah, the oven mitts on your steering wheel.
If you don't put the cover in there.
Oh, yeah. Oh, that's not
happening with a black steering wheel.
Hey, the Sports and Show brought to you by Budget Blinds. You know, they can do it all for you. They can cool your house down by putting the right blinds in there and keep your house warmer in winter. All of this. Everything that Budget Blinds does meets your decor, meets what your budget is, because that's why they're there. Budget Blinds. Give them a call at 226-9027 or visit them on the web at budgetblinds.com. Have Jerry come out and take a look at your house like he did ours. He goes through it, and he does an exceptional job. Hey, we're here with Adam McElvain, who is a candidate for Redding City Council. He's talked about bringing in a fiber optic cable downtown, and his studies have shown that it's going to cost $2 to $4 million to get it downtown.
To the downtown project.
And he says I can raise the money through privately to do the study and then look at so it is not using taxpayer money directly, like from the general fund to put it in, using grants and other things from other areas. What impact will this have if this was put in downtown in Redding?
Well,
what impact could it have?
So first, you would see an immediate synergy start around downtown, where new businesses, especially tech businesses, media businesses, people in the medical industry, would want to have that downtown service.
Why?
Because it is such a necessary component of today's day to day business, and you know, not just for the heavy users that are using the cloud services, medical. Tech businesses, people using servers, but I can't tell you the number of business owners that I've run into that just say, hey, if our internet goes down, we've got to send everyone home.
Yeah.
We can't do any work. So people, the average business even today is looking for a fast and reliable internet service, and they need that for their day-to-day operations and to be productive. So you'd see an immediate synergy downtown, I believe, within 18 months. Right now, downtown's at a 90% occupancy rate, and I believe within 18 months you'd probably see that go to 100% occupancy, both in commercial and residential. I think within 2 to 3 years you'd start to see a real turnover in the types of people downtown, the types of businesses downtown. And once that happens, and once then there is demand for property, then you can start to see property values go up, interest in more development. You know, we have
rental spaces would go up. I mean, like especially downtown with those abilities to do that.
Well, and the, in into the future, you can actually see once you get the pilot project going, then right. as you indicate, you can extend that into other areas.
Right.
During the break, we talked about. A lot of people are aware that the unincorporated area, there are fiber optic cables buried all over Shasta County
right.
that have come through with other companies. It's a matter of doing what you said, the final mile.
The last mile, yeah.
The last
yeah.
mile. So there's a future there that this can be all over Shasta County within, you know, the way technology goes. If this gets started, it's not impossible to think that in 10 years you could have it all over Shasta County.
Right. We have a huge potential. It's easier within the city because we own the utility.
Utility, poles. Exactly.
So that makes things a lot easier because we don't have to get easements, right-of-way permissions and things like that. So it's a tremendous opportunity. You know, Carl, as you know, Chattanooga, Tennessee did this. They're a mid-sized city, and they did this 5 years. 5 years ago was when they installed theirs, and they've created.
My sister sends me messages all the time about. How Chattanooga is one of the top five, is in the top 10 best cities to move to, top 10 to retire to, top 10 good for business.
Mm-hmm.
One of them is the high-speed fiber optic cable.
There right? you go.
Of course. And what that's done is, plus, Tennessee is good for business. They're easy for business. So they've got new companies have moved in there, which are big hires, like Volkswagen and Kubota Tractors and other places.
A lot of them from the state what of California because of our rules.
What I see here is I'm a firm believer that the next step that we are poised up here in Northern California and Shasta County to take that next step into the future when it comes to IT. Joe McKenna will be coming in here on next Wednesday. He's got his CloudWise Academy. He's training people right now on coding and web design. Trying to get people here that are able to step into these jobs. If we had a high-speed fiber optic, just imagine all the people from San Francisco, Silicon Valley, that are looking for back-end help that could put their people up here, pay them less money. But they'd have a better living style than they would down in the Bay Area because they're having to drive for 2 hours to be able to get to work. They could be up here working in offices with that high speed internet, with the fiber optic there that they could be working and watch it expand. Now, some people may not like the idea of that, but if we have our own homegrown. People that can work on this. If you look at IT in the future, like it's like the car making was in the 40s and 50s or 50s and 60s, look at IT as that blue collar, white collar type of job that is good paying. You can do it in small areas. It's environmentally sound,
mm-hmm.
and you can do it for almost anywhere.
Yeah.
Well, it's exactly what we were talking about at the end of the last hour.
Yep.
Is we've got this homeless issue. We've got all these other issues that we keep trying to pour money at and pass and raise new taxes to solve these issues. And I am a firm believer, and I cut right to the chase on this every time we get into the discussion. If you're going to solve those problems, you've got to create more income. And the way you do that is to get out of the way of business and private entrepreneurs, create an environment throughout Shasta County where somebody can come in here and create the jobs to put these people to work.
Yeah, and that's the thing. As a council candidate, you know, I'm definitely very concerned with the challenges that we're facing today. But at the same time, I want to create a bigger pie because when you have a bigger pie, there are more slices. There's more revenue for city services, for public safety, and other critical services. And again, with the fiber, this is infrastructure. You know, this is what the government's for is infrastructure. And if you look, you know, in the past, when we built the transcontinental railroad, the infrastructure just helped the country explode. in our parents' generation, you know, putting in the freeway system. Again, the huge economic benefit from that infrastructure, and today's infrastructure is the bandwidth, you know, the information superhighway. So it's something that
I believe in this so much.
I do too.
That I'm taking that coding class. I am. When they said what's demographics of that coding class, and they said I have a 15-year-old girl in there, all the way to Carl Bott.
Right.
So I mean that made my day, of course, right there. But I'm telling you what. I believe in this, that I'm taking this class. I'm working HTML, HTML, JavaScript, CSS. I'm building my own website. I can build it. I'm seeing how things are doing. I'm changing stuff around. I'm seeing how this thing can work. And I'm looking at it for veterans. And that's the next question I'm coming to, Adam, right after we come back from this break. You're a veteran. How do you see your veteran, what you've learned to be in the service, how that's going to help you push through an idea like this? All right? We'll be right back after these messages. Carl Bott, Trish Clark, there's more to the cake.
Hi, I'm Chuck Kinney, owner of Shasta Gas Propane. There's a joke around our company that our propane is better than other companies' propane. The fact is that most propane sold in the North State is manufactured in the same refineries in the Bay Area, so there's really no difference. However, there can be a big difference between propane companies. When you call Shasta Gas, you will be greeted by a friendly, knowledgeable customer service representative that will answer your questions or concerns and even give you an approximate time that your delivery will be there if you need to know. If you want, you can also talk to the owner, me. There may also be a big difference in prices between companies. Our motto at Shasta Gas is our customers are warm friends. So for safety, service, and savings, and to experience this difference, give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793.
Do you like to perform and show off your skills and vocals and sing your best? Then head down to Wind River Resort and Casino for karaoke rewards at Overtime Lounge. No cover charge. The action starts every Thursday at 9 p.m. with more ways to earn entries to win a package including a one-night hotel stay, dining certificate, free slot play, and cash. Drawing at the end of the month. Ask how to earn additional tickets. Karaoke rewards Thursdays at Wind River Resort and Casino. For rules and details, log on to windriver.com. Karaoke is better at the river. Play bingo at Wind River Resort and Casino. Bingo. Don't miss our monthly $24,000 bingo blowout, rock and roll bingo, and paper-only sessions, where 12 regular games pay $400. Cash. $25 for two books. Additional books are only $5, plus 10 lucky winners will be selected to play the Mystery Treasure Chest game.
For a mystery prize.
So grab your friends and play bingo at Wind River Resort and Casino.
Wind River.
For details, call 1-800-280-UIN or log on to windriver.com.
Bingo calendar subject to
bingo is better at the river.
Wow, I love your new place. It's so stylish.
Okay, I'll let you in on a little secret. I get all my furniture at the Home Consignment Depot.
Really? This dining set? The entertainment center? The sofa?
Yeah, and all the accessories and art, too.
The Home Consignment Depot? Where are they located?
They're at 1313 Hartnell Avenue, between Churn Creek and Victor. You know, next to Signorama. They've got quality furniture for the home and office at prices you can afford. It's definitely the spot to shop for furniture, with new arrivals daily. And they offer an excellent consignment service.
Consignment? How does it work?
It's easy. They sell your quality furniture and send you a check. I received more for mine than if I sold it myself, without the hassles and costs of running an ad.
They sell your quality furniture and accessories and send you the check?
Right. They also offer a pickup and delivery service. They accept all forms of payment, and they're open 7 days a week.
That's good to know.
If I were you, I'd visit their showroom today, or call 722-0635, the Home Consignment Depot. It's definitely the spot to shop.
National news with a local view. KCNR, 1460 AM.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 with Carl Bott and Trish the Dish Clark right here at Free Fire Radio. Time is 27 minutes and 30 seconds before the hour of 9 o'clock. 76 degrees.
I think I'm going to rue the day you ever saw that.
76 degrees, going up to 107 up there today. It's going to be hot. Weather reports brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. Hey, this portion of the show brought to you by Cypress Square Barbershop right off of Athens Avenue. Can't say enough about that place. Best place in the world to get a haircut. Veteran-owned. Discounts for seniors and veterans. Man's last stronghold. The place to go. Right down the street from Classic Cafe, which has the best chipped beef on toast you're ever going to have.
It classic does indeed.
Cafe. It is. It's classic.
You lost
cafe.
A bet a while back and had to buy me breakfast.
I did. And wasn't it good?
It was delicious.
We're here with Adam McElvain, who is candidate for Reading City Council. Adam, I asked a question right before we left and said, is you're a veteran. You're the only veteran. You're one of the few veterans that have been running in this area anyway, mm-hmm. which I find sad. Because we have so many capable veterans, and it's just, you know, the percentage of them are going down and down and
down. And we have a veterans population that needs some special attention and somebody who cares about them enough and maybe knows more about it.
So how's a veteran, what kind of things did you learn when you're in the service that's going to be able to help you push this thing through? Because this is not going to be easy. There's already people, sniping at it.
Yeah. It's, I think... As you know, Carl, when you're as a veteran, you learn to work as a team towards a common goal, and you know that you're part of something that's bigger than yourself. You work with others, you respect others and honor others, even if you disagree, and you're there to serve. Every person, in the military, we served our countrymen, no matter who they were, the best of us and the worst of us. And I think. I think I'll take that approach to the city council, be a team player, work towards common goals, and I'll still have, obviously, my perspectives on the issue, but I think that would be a real benefit to the city council.
Yeah, and there's always you can always call an airstrike in.
Right.
No, you can't do that. But that's one of the things is team building, consensus building. Okay. Mm-hmm.
So, Adam, so obviously you've got this whole thing about the fiber optic. There's other things facing the city of Reading, and there's other reasons for your candidacy. So let's give you an opportunity to tell us some of the other things the reasons you want to be a city councilman.
Well, the main thing is I've been going to council meetings now for 10 years, and I have never seen the type of leadership that I would like to see present on the council. And admittedly, when I first started going to council meetings was 2006. The economy was still in great shape. All the different departments had the budget money that they needed, and then the recession hit, and I watched as the budgets were cut again and again, and it really pushed everyone back on their heels. So their leadership was in a very reactive mode, and I'd like to see a more proactive leadership on the council, looking ahead to our future. Where does the city need to be in 5 years? Where do we need to be in 10 years? Where do we need to be in 15 years? What are the things that we are doing to ensure that we have a secure future? What are we doing to make sure that draw young people here and keep the homegrown young people here, give them the opportunities to stay in Reading? And, what do we need to do to make sure that Reading's competitive? How can we step ahead of other cities? So I think that's very important, and haven't seen a lot of that leadership, that visionary leadership of where our city can go. And, having a vision for our city is one thing, but does that vision fall in the city's wheelhouse? And more importantly, does the city have the resources to execute that vision? And so we definitely can do the downtown fiber optics. That's a feasible solution. The other thing that I'm really pushing for is more solar power. Because this is becoming a huge industry. We have 24 solar companies in Reading now with hundreds of employees. We're the second sunniest city in the country, yet we are producing less than 1% of our power.
You realize that you're going straight up against REU on that one.
Well, and I've talked to them, and of course they know my stand on the issue. And it's,
For people that don't know, REU, solar power for REU is a money loser for them. Because one, they've got to keep the lines to the houses with solar and all this. They can't charge them more for that, and then they have to buy back from the user at the wholesale, but retail, any extra electricity they have. So Barry Tippin's come in here, and he's just not, he doesn't like solar because it costs money. He says everybody else has to pay for solar. But I think that's inside a box, too much inside a box thinking that we could use solar power for the whole city and get into this.
Correct. And it's, in some cases it is, more of a cost, neutral for the utility. Mm-hmm. They're worried about losing customers, but yeah, the utility is going to continue to grow. You know, one of the big things, you know, that I'd like to discuss more on the city council is what we're going to do for electric vehicles. Because within the next 10 to 15 years, electric cars are going to come online in a big way. And the average electric car daily use uses as much electricity as half of a household. So, you know, if 10 to 15 years, if we have 10,000 electric cars in Reading, that's going to be like having 5,000 new household customers,
you know,
for the utility.
Nobody's ever equated it like that. And you're right, because they're talking about charging spots everywhere.
Right.
So, you know, how do you
so
do that?
So we have to prepare for future needs. And so we do need an increase in production, which can be filled by solar. And solar is now the cheapest form of power on Earth.
Could we be building solar? Are you talking about building solar farms? To
solar at every level. So rooftop.
Because the Marine Corps, just for everybody knows, Marine Corps, a lot of DOD has gone into being self-sustaining by putting solar everywhere on their bases. So if anything happens to the main grid, they'll still have power for everything. Plus, it cuts back on the cost.
Which is a major consideration and a whole other topic for
something else. But so you're saying is you think the city should really look into investing or buying into big solar
having
farms?
Having the utility company create solar.
So there would be, so there'd be rooftop solar that's private investment, community solar that's also private investment.
And you buy part of that.
You buy into part of the community.
Because I just
saw a
ruling someplace that said that people in apartment houses could now buy into solar farms.
Right.
You know,
yeah,
so they could get their electricity that way.
Right.
There's breaking news right now on the tech front that Elon Musk, he of Tesla fame, is buying into a company that wants to not stick panels on existing roofs, which looks ugly and compromises roof, but actually making roof shingles that generate electricity that cover your entire roof at an economic scale. And we're talking scale of, you know, economics of scale that when you build a lot of something, it gets inherently cheaper. Look at your phone.
Well, okay. Solar is the cheapest power on Earth. A Harvard publication came out 2 months ago. It's expected to decline another 40-50% in the next 3 to 4 years. The cost of solar, and we have a California mandate that we have to be 50% renewable power by 2030. And right now we have less than 6% renewables committed for 2030.
Wow.
So we have a little bit of work to do. Solar is the solar industry is growing 12 times faster than the overall economy. These are living wage jobs for our community. And it's something that the city can, and
I don't mean to interrupt you here because
yeah,
I'm grasping all this, but I think questions should be something. I'm getting things in here. Have you seen the new videos? It even has the pavement generating electricity. All these different things are happening. Mm-hmm. So what you're saying is, as a view of the future, would be aiming our utility company into investing into solar farms here that would bring down the cost of solar energy it would cost so much. Not really. I think it wouldn't cost as much as people think. Plus, it'd be able to cut back on the amount of energy we have to buy from other places. And at the same time, be able to also encourage people to have solar on their own.
Yes.
There's still got to be enough money in there, though, for all the infrastructure. So when the solar doesn't work.
Right. So you do want to have
a balance.
Right, you have to have a balanced system. So I don't want to do anything that isn't reasonably tolerable for the utility. But you have to, if you look at the scenario of what's happening now, is that people who have the means to put solar on their own property, they get to enjoy the return on investment in 7 to 8 years of their solar panels being paid off. And they're leaving the traditional system. So they're leaving the big traditional system. Then everyone who's still there doesn't get to see that return on investment. So if the utility does not make any investments in solar, it's not going to balance out with the people who are leaving. So the utility does have to change its business model. We have we have a mandate that we're going to have to meet. And I actually think that we can get to the point where we become solar saturated. Solar will never produce all of our power, but maybe half as part of our portfolio. And I think we can get to the point where when we overproduce, we can sell that renewable power down the line. Because in California, if you can't produce all of your own renewable power, you have to buy it from someone else. And if you buy it from someone else outside of the state, you lose credit.
Right. There's a question, and then we need to take a break. Ask Adam what he thinks of the solar panel companies going belly up. Was that more of a government? I mean, was that more? You know, they put all this money into the solar, and then they just went belly up.
Was it
mainly because they were kind of fly by night type things?
I'm not intimately familiar, but there are plenty of very healthy solar companies out there that are very competitive, keep bringing their prices down, producing
and keep
a better
going.
Product.
Right. So we have one here, Powerhouse Solar. Guys know exactly what they're doing.
Well, I was when the Best of the North State came out for. Mm-hmm. Reading Records Searchlight, I went, and they have 24 solar companies listed.
Wow. Okay, we're going to take a break here. We're with Adam McElveen. Adam, when we come back, I want to talk about, okay, now we're talking about things for the future. And that's going to take time to build. I think it's great to have a plan. I think this is the part that I really hate about American politics, is that you look at some other countries, and they've got 10-year plans. Of course, they're usually a kingdom or a communist nation. But that part of it, is good, is that you actually have a plan that reaches out 10 years. I would like to see a plan that would reach out like 4 or 5 years for our city that includes, and the next part of this, is what you're going to do with the permitting and the fees and all these things at the city level. What's your ideas for that? And the second and the last thing will be the waterfront, the river. All right, we'll be right back with Adam McElveen. This portion of the show is brought to you by Bastiani Arms. John and Sarah built a outstanding gun store here with any type of gun you could possibly want, ammo, training, all the accessories, reloading gear, everything, classes on CCW, hunter safety. They can meet or beat the big box stores. Not only that, their customer service is just simply outstanding. Bastiani Arms, it's where we buy our guns. Bastiani Arms, 2539 Larkspur, right here in Reading. Give them a call, 222-8222. And they've got some AR-15s on sale right now. You might want to take a look at them. All right, we'll be right back with Adam McElveen and Trish Clark.
There are many stories in the news today about tragedies that occur when children and pets are left in parked vehicles on hot days. Don Steck for Coachmaster Collision Repair. I thought it would be interesting to test the inside temperature of vehicles of various colors. On the day of the test, it was 100 degrees. A thermometer was placed inside the parked test vehicles. After 3 minutes, a white vehicle reached 125 degrees. A medium gold vehicle, 142 degrees. A black vehicle, 152 degrees. It's reported that temperatures may exceed 110 degrees in coming days. That means some vehicles may exceed 160 degrees inside, the temperature of a cooked hamburger. It's a paradox. The sun is necessary for life, but it can also destroy life. Be careful out there. Coachmaster, Collision Repair, Redding, California.
This Chamber of Commerce Minute is brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning.
Are you tired of worrying if your business will survive till the economy gets better? Worry no more. The Greater Reading Chamber of Commerce has the tools to help you with your small business. From valuable networking events to educational seminars, we are here in your community. People do business with people they know. Get closer to your future customers by joining the Reading Chamber of Commerce today. As a member, you will participate in referral programs, member-to-member discounts, free listing on the Chamber website, and your company name listed in our business directory with a distribution of 5,000 copies to potential customers. Call us at 225-4433 to find out how you can meet your new customers and build your business.
This moment's been brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, professional cleaning services, 221-5868. Why not get the best?
Founded in 1995, GI Pathology is the only physician-owned laboratory in the United States dedicated solely to the practice of gastrointestinal and liver pathology. The company provides the highest quality GI pathology diagnosis made exclusively by one of our fellowship-trained gastrointestinal and liver pathologists. GI Pathology delivers results to its Northern California client base within an industry-leading 24 hours. Call 888-2-GI-PATH or go to www.gipath.com for more information.
Obtaining a home loan is easier than ever with me, John Whitmarsh from Access Mortgage. We know how to say approved. I promise to make your home purchase or refinance a smooth experience. So call me today at 945-9660. Let's get you into your dream home.
Access Mortgage is an equal housing lender. NMLS number 1096314.
It's Carl and Linda Bott and Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 AM.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 with Carl Bott and Trish Clark. It's Thursday. Trish is my Thursday girl. August the 18th right here. And what's the weather look like for the rest of the year here?
For the rest of the weekend. Well, we're looking at 108 and 107 and 105. And by Monday, we're going to get 99 degrees, and that's good. And the weather, as always, is brought to us by Shasta Gas Propane.
Give them a call, 365-3793.
Where is my cable knit sweater?
There it is. When it gets down to 99, it's almost, we say that all the time. But, hey, look, be very careful out there. 107 in your car, 30 minutes later. It is literally hot enough in your car to cook a hamburger. A hamburger is 130 degrees, 140 degrees when you eat it, right?
Yeah.
It's going to be that hot in your car. So just remember that. So it's 80 degrees right now. Adam McElvain is our guest here. He's running for Reading City Council. The question I'm going to ask here is that, okay, we've talked about the future, but right now people are still complaining about permits and fees. What can you do? You know, Billy Bob calls in, which you might do. It's about, hey, these building fees. This right now is where you can make money is building.
And an absolute bottleneck to get through the system.
Right. Mm-hmm.
What do you do about that?
I absolutely believe that we need a more streamlined permitting process, and that is coming online now. We have a new building, a development services director, and he has made some very positive changes. Of course, actions speak louder than words, and we need to develop a track record. So I want to push that forward as far as keeping things streamlined, making sure that the city council is in the loop on projects and getting projects pushed through, because we have established a reputation of being one of the most difficult jurisdictions to work with in the state. We need to kick that reputation. We need to get a reputation of being very friendly to work with, and I think we're heading in that direction, but we need to keep that pace. The other thing is with the fees, you know, it's I think you have to look at the areas that are actually cost prohibitive. And everyone knows that our fees are very high, and obviously I'd like to bring those down. The main area of focus for me at this point is multifamily housing, because we've really priced that out of the market. So duplexes and quadplexes and things like that. Now you can't even give away the land to let someone build like that in Reading. And this is entry level housing. This is something that we need for a stable economy for young families, right? So no one's building those anymore.
Yeah.
And that makes it difficult. You know, a young single parent or a young family.
They could get into a duplex. They could afford to get into a duplex or an apartment. Yeah.
So the. Oh, go ahead.
Well, let's go to the phones.
Okay.
Billy Bob.
Hey. Thank you, Carl, for taking my call.
Good morning.
Adam, I've got a couple of questions. Only in the fact that Carl hit on it, these impact fees, of course. And my suggestion is that we do a survey of the city as it sits right now. Over the past 20 years, as I've worked construction, or actually 30 years, the developments in the past have already paid the impact fees throughout the city, and I bet you, and I don't know the exact number, but I bet you there's 200 to 300, maybe even 400 lots that are just sitting there vacant that the impact fees have already been paid for by the developers years ago, and that now you're charging the $34,000 to build a little 1,500-square-foot house. That is ridiculous, and that's where government has to get out of the way and make business happen. And the construction industry is one of our biggest tax revenues. The assessed valuation of the improvements, the nails, the lumber, everything, all the way across the board. And this has to be done by this next city council. Everybody hums and haws about it. Second question is, what are we going to do? The city went out on a limb thinking there's some big, high-polluting developer and put in this Stillwater Industrial Park for $24 million. And the bonds, on top of that, it's almost $40 million. And it's costing the city $750,000 a year in just bonds and payments. So anyway, throw that into the hat of things to talk about. And again, thank you, Carl, for bringing up these impact fees, because our construction industry is stalemated with the city of Reading. Okay. And it is the city of Reading stalemating it. So I'll let you guys go. Thanks.
Okay. Billy Bob has been in construction a long time, and he always asks this question. Everybody comes in saying the same thing, Adam. No offense.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm going to streamline this. I'm going to do this. Well.
And how are you going to do it?
Well, and again, I would like to point out that it is changing now. I mean, there are changes happening.
It's time to get Larry back in here then, Larry Vogel.
You know, he's taking steps. There's a transition in personnel at the building department. They have gotten a new piece of software that allows everything to be done digitally, plans to be approved digitally. So I definitely want to build on that momentum. I want to help make those changes, make sure that they're happening.
Well,
the cost of the fees do need to, you know, to be examined, and you have to look at the segments of the construction industry where we've absolutely made it cost prohibitive to do any of that type of development.
Okay, all right, we've talked about that. I'm going to hit.
Did we? And still, you know, I
want to play this one piece.
Okay.
This is
if
from.
If you eat food, drink water, or breathe the air, we impact you every day.
That was Russ Maul a few years ago.
Yeah.
At the county.
What he was saying was they controlled
everything at that level. And it's the same thing here, is that people, you've got to remember is that, and I think you've got it, is that we've got to break this core of believing is that I'm being paid to keep people from doing this.
Mm-hmm.
As opposed to being, I'm being paid to help people get through this.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I like the idea of a 72 hour turnaround, or you know, putting one person in charge of something. And, hey, you get a bonus for everyone you bring online within 30 days. You get a $500 bonus. Whoa!
Well, I don't think it should be a bonus.
Well,
I think that should just be their
job.
Job.
Well, you can kind of ease them out of that after a while, but just imagine once it gets started.
It just takes. Three members of the city council to demand it and to follow through and make it happen.
And the thing that that I think is so critical here is this is one of the few places in City Hall that has a very direct impact on our economy. And the issues that we have today, how much can the city help simply by being more friendly, more reasonable with new development, new projects that can impact our economy? So that we don't have quite the issues that we have with the homelessness, with the crime, with drug use. This is a huge impact on our economy, because how many projects never start because they know that it's going to be difficult? How many get stuck in the hopper because they run out of capital money? Or how many actually get started, but then they run out of capital money right after they start because they spent so long in the development process?
They've lost their money,
So it is a huge issue. It's a bottleneck, and we're one of the worst in the state of California. And it's very important that we change that. And not only change that, but develop a track record of being friendly and getting projects through.
Okay, we got like 3 minutes left. So
yes.
Measures D and E?
Yes.
It comes down to trust in government, really.
What's your stance on Measures D&E?
So I'm not supporting Measures D&E. I am not personally going to vote for the tax measure because it's a blank check. And for me to personally support a tax measure, I need to know exactly where the money's going to go and that it's guaranteed to get there. Because as a blank check, you know, this is not just today's council, but all future councils will be responsible for that money. And I would like to see more cohesiveness from the current city council members who are going to be on the dais after this election, that they're on the same page with where this money is going to go. For me personally, though, as a candidate, What I can be totally committed to and reassure the voters is that if the tax passes, I will do everything I can to make sure that that money all goes to public safety resources and always does. If the tax doesn't pass, I, of course, still have my economic development plan to boost jobs and boost revenue in the area. Okay. But we need to, the city budget has grown for 4 years in a row now, and we need to have leadership that's willing to commit the lion's share, if not all of those, that new resources to public safety and start fulfilling some of these things from the blueprint.
As opposed to expanding the rest of the government.
Correct. We need to sharpen the pencils with other departments to get more money to public safety. And that's one of the main reasons that I decided to run for city council is I kept seeing money and resources going to other places when we have a desperate need for more public safety, especially public safety support personnel. You know, when the police department was cut back, when I was going to those council meetings, when they cut back public safety and they had to make the big cuts, they cut the support staff for the first people that get cut. And the support staff, you can hire two CSOs for the same price as one sworn officer. And CSOs do administrative work. They can take low-level calls. They fill out information. They give the officers more free time to be proactive police. So this is a very serious concern. And as a veteran, understand the need for law enforcement, for a secure city. And so it is very important to me. So if the tax passes, I'm committed to getting results. Aggressively getting results from that new money if the voters want to give that money to the city. If it doesn't pass, I'm ready to commit new resources to public safety personnel and sharpen the pencils in other areas to get more resources there.
Okay. How do people get a hold of Adam McElvain? How do they support you? How to get your campaign?
Please go to my website. I just launched today my official campaign website with my first list of endorsements. So please visit my website. If you want to call me, my telephone number is 530-276-7012.
All right. Hey, tomorrow, Congressman Doug LaMoffa coming on. I finally got the right date down. Okay. We're going to talk to him about what's going on in these, what's the Republican Party doing to themselves?
Yeah.
Anyway, hey, everybody, have a great day. It's going to be 107 today. Dress appropriately. Drink lots of water. Don't leave anything in your car. Remember, good guys against the bad guys. Which are you?
KCNR, Shasta Ready.
Lochte has left Brazil, but not the others. Now they can't leave.
The U.S. Olympic Committee says the three swimmers who say they were with Lochte when the group was robbed at gunpoint last week are setting up a meeting today with authorities amid uncertainty over what actually happened. Police say they still have not found anything to back up the robbery claim. Authorities pulled Jack Conger and Gunnar Benz off their flight home yesterday. A Brazilian judge had ordered all four to stay in the country. Jimmy Fegan's still here, but Lochte had already returned home. The USOC says the three swimmers have lawyers. Sagar Magani, Rio de Janeiro.
An unnamed Brazilian police official is telling the AP the swimmers made up the robbery story after getting into a rowdy confrontation at a gas station. Homeland Security